Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。夏子です。
おはよう、東京。和則です。
Good morning, Tokyo. Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. Okay, so we're back with our fourth lesson today. And unfortunately, we're not going to jump right into a conversation because there's a few basic points. And I'm sorry to say I don't want to say the G word, but a little bit of grammar that we're going to have to get into today.
Yeah.
So we'll try and make it as painless and as quick as possible. But we're going to jump back to the verb to be, which is
this.
Yes. And what we're going to introduce today is kind of, when you start out in English, I think the best way is to conjugate the verb to be. So we're going to give you the rough conjugation of the verb to be. Now, there's two points that are a little bit troublesome with this. In Japanese, the verb comes where in the sentence?
At the last.
Yes, right at the end.
Yes.
So, as I said, we're going to try and make this as painless as possible, but just remember, the verb comes at the end. So the des is to be, which comes at the end. Yes. So kind of like I, Peter, am.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you, can you give us the, remember the sentence we had yesterday, I am Natsuko. Can you give us that in Japanese one more time?
私は Natsuko です.
Yes. So this is kind of like 私 is I, right?
Yes.
And Natsuko is your name.
Yes.
And then am. So
yeah.
I, Natsuko, am.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yes. We're going to get you into this, and we'll ease you into the way the verbs are going to come along. But today, we're just going to give you the basic conjugation. I am, you are, he is, she is, we are, you are, and they are. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to, I hate to say it, leave out it, right? We're going to leave it for another day, because you can only take so much grammar in one day. Okay, so enough of me ranting and raving. Let's jump right in, and we're going to start out with I.
私.
Yes. You.
あなた.
Yes. Can we have the word for you one more time? Break it down slowly, please.
あなた.
Yes. Very, very nice. Okay. He.
彼.
Yes. She.
彼女.
Okay. And give us he one more time and then break it down. So two times. One time fast and then break it down.
彼.
Yes.
彼.
Yes. Okay. And next.
彼女.
Yes. Break it down nice and slow.
彼女.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Okay. Now, we're going to make this, we're going to use this practically. Remember, my name is Peter, and the Japanese pronunciation would be Pita and Kazunori. So now what we're going to have Natsuko do is say that I am Natsuko, and we'll make it as if Natsuko is talking to me with Kazunori on the side. Okay? So can you give us I am, you are, and he is?
私は Natsuko です。あなたはピーターです。彼はカズノリです。
Okay, very nice. One more time.
私はナツコです。あなたはピーターです。彼はカズノリです。
Very, very nice. Okay, and now what we're going to do is we're going to jump, and now Kazunori is going to say the same thing, talking to me. Okay? Okay, here we go.
私はカズノリです。あなたはピーターです。彼女はナツコです。
Very nice. One more time, please.
私はカズノリです。あなたはピーターです。彼女はナツコです。
Very, very nice. Thank you. That's why he is an alpha male. Did you hear the pronunciation? Perfect. Now, all you guys out there, try and listen to the way Kazunori speaks, because he's ideally what you want to copy. So, now we're going to move on to We are, you are, and they are. Okay? Natsuko, please.
私たち。
Okay, stop right there. Now you notice, what's the same about I and we?
私。
Yes, for all you there, out there that caught that, the 私 is the same. Now what's the different part?
たち。
Yes. One more time, nice and slowly.
たち。
Yes, and this roughly means, could you give us the rough meaning?
Oh, it means plural.
Perfect, yes, that's it. So tachi is the plural, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So can you give us one more time quickly and then break it down into syllables?
私たち、私たち。
Perfect, beautiful. Okay, and now we're going to move on to you, plural you.
あなたたち。
Yes, I noticed something very similar there.
Yes, tachi again.
Yes.
Anatachi.
So, again, we use the base.
Anata.
Yes. So, here's the thing. If you guys remember I, watashi, and you, anata, if you just add the...
Tachi.
You have the plural.
Yes.
So, you're making it very, very easy for us, Natsuko.
Easy.
Okay, now we're going to move on to they are, male form.
彼ら.
Yes. One more time, please.
彼ら.
Okay, break this down for us.
彼ら.
Okay, there's something similar about this one too, correct? But
yes.
Something different than the previous plural forms of you and we.
Yes. 彼 is the same with he.
Yes.
But 라. That's also the plural part, but it's different from tachi.
Yeah. Okay, so this one could take a little getting used to.
Yes.
Okay, how about the plural for females?
彼女ら.
Ah, okay. And can you break that down for us?
彼女ら.
Very nice. Okay, now we're going to have Kazunori give you the pronunciations.
私たち.
Very nice. One more time. Slow it down a bit.
Wa ta shi ta chi.
Very nice. Next.
Anata tachi.
Very nice. Slow it down.
Anata tachi.
Very nice. Next.
Karera.
Very nice.
Karera.
Very nice. Female.
Kanojora.
Yes. Break it down, please.
Ka no jo ra.
Okay, very nice. So did everyone out there get that? Okay, we had to get through this because this is the key to our next lessons. Once you get this down, once you get this base down, that's it. The sky's the limit. You can do anything, right, Natsuko? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Use this and you can have the conversation.
Yes, which we're going to do right now. We're going to show you how useful this is. Now, could you give me the word for America one more time?
America.
Yes. And how did I say, I am American?
私はアメリカ人です。
Okay. So I can do this. Why don't we do this? 私はピーターです。And notice I dropped the last name to make it a little less informal. And also, if you caught in the beginning, when Natsuko and Kazunori introduced themselves, they dropped the 私 altogether, and we can just say just your name and des, meaning I am Peter, I am Natsuko, correct?
Yes.
私はピーターです。私はアメリカ人です。
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to have Natsuko.
私はナツコです。私は日本人です。
Okay, now?
私はカズノリです。私は日本人です。
Okay, so we got that down. Now, why don't we do plurals? Here we're going to do some plurals. So why don't we have you say, we are Japanese, referring to Natsuko and Kazunori.
私たちは日本人です。
Very, very nice. Did you catch that? Now, one more time, please.
私たちは日本人です。
Very nice. Now, I can say, あなたたちは日本人です。
Right.
Right?
Yes.
One more time. And now we're going to have Natsuko say it so you can get their correct pronunciation.
あなたたちは日本人です。
Okay. Very, very nice. So, for example, say we're walking in the street and we see a group of Americans. What can we say?
彼らはアメリカ人です。
Yes. One more time, please.
彼らはアメリカ人です。
Very, very nice. Now, this takes the masculine form, correct?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. So, even if there's one guy in there, it becomes...
彼ら。
Yes. If it's all girls...
彼女ら。
Okay. So now what we're going to have, we're going to do one little drill, and that's going to be it for today. We're going to focus on they, okay? And we're going to imagine a group of people. So I'm going to say the English country name, and Natsuko will give us the sentence about the group. For example, I gave America before. Now we'll work on some other nationalities. Okay, Natsuko, say I saw a group of English people.
彼らはイギリス人です。
Yes. Say I saw a group of Australian people.
彼らはオーストラリア人です。
Okay, very nice. Now why don't we get the same thing from Kazunori to hear the way he speaks.
彼らはイギリス人です。
Okay, they are English. Australia?
彼らはオーストラリア人です。
Yes, they are Australian. Okay, so that's gonna wrap it up for today. We had a bit of a long lesson today, but this is the fundamental building block. This is it. Next lesson, we're going to have conversations. The sky is the limit from here on in. So sorry about dragging it down today with the G word, but it had to be done, right, Natsuko?
Yes. We're going to be fun next time.
No pain, no gain. Okay, so that's going to be it for us today.
Mata ne.
Mata ne.
Ja ne. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.